From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, we'll go to Germany and White House correspondent Don Gagne following President Bush and his meeting with the German chancellor and the president's remarks on fighting in Lebanon.
Israel's army chief warned today that nothing is safe in Lebanon. Israel has launched its most intense air campaign there in more than 20 years, hitting hundreds of targets, including a Lebanese military base and Beirut's airport. More than 50 Lebanese civilians have died, and at least 8 Israeli soldiers were killed in fighting. The conflict began yesterday when Hezbollah militants crossed the border and kidnapped 2 Israeli soldiers. I'm joined from Lebanon by Nicholas Blandford. He's a correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. Nicholas, it has gotten a lot more intense since we spoke yesterday. What happened militarily today?
Well, yes, the Israelis are escalating, of course, and it began with airstrikes against the runways at Beirut Airport, which is close to the airport now. They staged attacks against the Al-Manar television station, which is run by Hezbollah and operates from the southern suburbs of Beirut, which is Hezbollah's stronghold. Most of the activity has been in South Lebanon. We've had pinpoint airstrikes mainly against Lebanese infrastructure, and we're talking about road bridges, river bridges. Some of the highways have been created. There have also been pinpoint targeting of what we think are Hezbollah personnel. It seems they have fairly good on-ground intelligence as to where a lot of these Hezbollah characters live, and they've been bombing their houses. Unfortunately, that's also had the result of killing their families at the same time. I was in one village this morning where a Shia Muslim cleric who was affiliated to Hezbollah, his house was flattened with up to 4 missiles at 4 o'clock in the morning, killing him, his wife, and 10 children. So scenes of anger and despair amongst the relatives in that particular village. But that wasn't the only one. There have been at least 2 other cases that I've heard of.
As you say, this is an immense show of force by Israel. Is the goal simply to release the 2 soldiers?
I think it's more than that. I think they probably realize that they're not going to see their 2 soldiers for some time, at least until negotiations begin, if they do. This is Israel trying to restore its deterrence factor against its enemies. Over the last 6 years, we've had this sort of tacitly understood rules of the game between Hezbollah and the Israelis, whereby both sides would understand not to react to each other too violently, would not go over a certain red lines. So this created a rather tense situation along the Lebanon-Israel border. Hezbollah would occasionally attack Israeli positions. The Israelis would retaliate with random sort of shelling. But the fighting would essentially remain localized. Casualties were minimal. However, Hezbollah's operation yesterday, in which they stole across the border, kidnapped 2 soldiers, killed 8 soldiers, which is a very high number. I mean, this is the highest number of Israeli fatalities in a single incident at the hands of Hezbollah since September 1997. And it was impossible for the Israelis not to do anything. And clearly they've decided that Hezbollah and Lebanon needs to be taught a very sharp and severe lesson in the hope that it will curb Hezbollah from repeating similar operations in the future.
Well, Hezbollah is not the government of Lebanon, so how is the government, the official government there, responding?
They are in a very difficult situation. There is a member of Hezbollah represented in the government. They also have at least 4 close allies within the government, so totaling 5 cabinet ministers in a 15-member government, which gives them a powerful say. I think that the individually other government ministers are very angry about what's happened, but collectively the Lebanese government is demanding a ceasefire. They're speaking more against Israeli aggression against Lebanon and blaming Hezbollah for stirring things up in the first place. The government is not particularly strong. Hezbollah is an extremely powerful political actor here. The government is in no position to demand that Hezbollah restrain itself and stop firing rockets into Israel. So there's a certain sense of everyone's having to sit back, bite their lip, and let this one play its course.
Nicholas Blandford, correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor in Beirut. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.